From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Predictions are always dangerous in an election season, but here's one that's pretty safe now. It's going to be a wild ride to the nomination on both sides. And while campaigns move to Michigan and Nevada and South Carolina, we're going to take a few minutes to take note of what happened in New Hampshire last night. For the Democrats, the story was largely about women voters. They stayed with Hillary Clinton, allowing her to edge out Barack Obama by 3%. Clinton's fortunes turned, many observers say, in a cafe in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, on Monday. Here's our co-host Melissa Block in Manchester to tell us more about that.
The unguarded moment at the Café Espresso in Portsmouth came at a gathering of women voters, and it came after a question from Marianne Pernald Young. She said, "My question is very personal. How do you do it? How do you keep upbeat and so wonderful?" Well, that question brought an emotional response.
It's not easy. It's not easy. And I couldn't do it if I just didn't, you know, passionately believe it was the right thing to do. You know, I have so many opportunities from this country. I just don't want to see us fall backwards. You know, so.
Well, now we're going to hear from the woman who asked the question that drew that response, Marianne Pernald Young. She's 64, a photographer from Portsmouth. And what made you ask the question in the first place?
Because I've been watching Hillary for the last year, and it just boggles my mind how she keeps going and is so pleasant and... It's mind-boggling how any politician does it, actually.
What were you thinking when she answered it and when she became emotional there?
I said, wow, I was honored that she would have that reaction and that she would open up herself like that to all of us in that room. Even when she was having problems with her marriage, she was stoic. And this was wonderful.
You know, a lot of people are now pointing to that moment as being a turning point for her campaign here in New Hampshire. Are you surprised about that?
Yes, I am. It was just a very innocent, caring question. I didn't know this was going to explode like this. I just wanted to connect with her as a fellow woman.
Ms. Pernald Young, whom did you end up voting for?
Obama.
You voted for Obama after all that?
Mm-hmm.
And why?
Because he moved me to tears. And he needs a fresh person, a fresh start for our country. And I think we need that right now.
That's Marianne Pernald Young in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Hillary Clinton went on at length in her answer to Ms. Young's question. Here's more of what she had to say.
You know, this is very personal for me. It's not just political. It's not just public. I see what's happening. And we have to reverse it. And some people think elections are a game. They think it's like who's up or who's down. It's about our country. It's about our kids' futures. And it's really about all of us together. You know,
that Portsmouth moment has a lot of women talking here in New Hampshire. Today in Manchester, I got together with three women who voted for Hillary Clinton to find out why. They're between 29 and 36. All of them work outside the home. All are married. Two of them have children. They are Jillian Call, Jessica Fay, and Christina Anderson, who begins. She was torn between Edwards, Obama, and McCain. Then she saw the video of Clinton at the Portsmouth Cafe.
When I saw what I saw, I didn't see an emotional woman. What I saw was a woman who was speaking from her heart, trying to convey why she truly was doing this. There's real passion, real conviction, determination, and a sense of real obligation to her country. I really was touched by that, absolutely. And I hate to be cliche, but it really actually, it resonated with me very strongly to see her boldly stating her purpose.
Jillian, did you see the video
I
from that moment at the diner?
I saw a clip of that.
What'd you think?
It made you feel comfort, I think, because she was saying that she knows she can do this in the White House. She wants to do it, and it would be a shame to have her not in the White House to do it. And I think it did, like Christina said, it touched something, and I think she's absolutely what we need.
Let me ask you all to play pundit here. What do you think happened in New Hampshire? Jillian, what do you think happened?
I think a lot of people, like Christina, saw her talk in Portsmouth And I really think that had an impact.
You do.
And people changed their vote.
Christina, do you think that that polls underestimated women here?
I think they did. I think they really, really did. I think that people hadn't really looked at Hillary as a woman. Maybe it's just my personal opinion. I don't think that people looked at women connecting with Hillary for the opportunity for women to speak to the idea of having our first female president.
Jessica, let me turn to you. Does it mean something to you as a woman that you're voting for a woman?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. That is a big thing, too, that she's a woman, for sure.
Why is that?
I think the United States should have a woman president. I think it's about time, you know, to meet our needs and listen to us and get a woman in there to clean up all the men's messes that they've made over the years. And I think it's about time.
You have kids?
Yes, too.
How old are they?
I have a 4-year-old daughter, Karis, and a 9-year-old son, Chase. And my son, Chase, actually has special needs. He has Down syndrome. So, you know, the whole education and health care is very important to me.
Do you think about the message to them that this would send to have a woman president?
It's funny you say that because we were watching last night and my daughter was like, what are you watching? We said, you know, we were watching the primary and we wanted Hillary. She went with me to vote. So I explained it to her and I said, you know, we want Hillary to win. You know, she's a woman and we believe in her ideas and we want her to win. So when Karis went to bed last night, she said, I hope Hillary wins. And then this morning when she woke up, the first thing she said to me was, Mommy, did Hillary win? And I said, yeah, she won. And she said, yay, Hillary won. So she's all excited, and she was telling everybody in the daycare that Hillary won. And they're like, are you brainwashing her already? And I was like, sure am. So it was pretty fun.
Jessica Fay, Christina Anderson, and Jillian Call, three voters who helped put Hillary Clinton over the top. I'm Melissa Block in Manchester, New Hampshire.